Good morning, Anthony Kearns. You are the Irish tenor. How are you this morning?
Not so bad, Tom. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic, man. So where are you at on the face of the planet today?
I'm down in the West Texas town of El Paso.
Oh, really?
Can you say?
Nice. So are you a Marty Robbins fan, huh?
Oh, well, I was actually in the day. I have what are old now cassette tapes of Marty Robbins.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, tell me about your career start with this Ireland search for a tenor. How'd you get into that?
I suppose by trial and error, I was entering several competitions as a youngster trying to find a break, really. And it's no different to, I suppose, the talent competitions of today, only that they weren't as televised as much, like The Voice and things like that. So it was a competition in Ireland, and I just stumbled across yet another competition, and this one was the one that was for me, really. It was Ireland's Search for a Tenor. So I entered it. I went through the various rounds of the competition. I got to the final, and I was fortunate to take home the prize. And more importantly, was introduced to the right people in the kind of classical Irish scene.
Right. Well, I would imagine that being in the circle that you're in, it's a very small community, even though it's worldwide, isn't it?
It is a small community. That's true. It's a handful of people. You meet the same people on your travels. The same names pop up in the business. So it was hard to kind of get into it. As I said, I used to sing everything. I was singing a bit of country, a bit of pop music. I was confused as to what area I was going to pursue. I was doing some music.
Really?
This competition really kind of, it's like going onto Google. It narrowed down the search for me, and I was directed to the right people, and that was the end of that. The confusion was over.
So what's some of the things that you said that you were trying other kinds of music, Laura? I'm kind of curious. Yeah. Were you like singing...
a little rock and roll?
Were you rocking?
I was singing a bit of everything. One of my favorite songs was Unchained Melody by the Righteous Brothers. That was one song that used to perform in competition along the road. Some country numbers as well. From, of course, Garth Brooks was the great I Am at the time. So,
hey,
everyone was following him.
I had a question. It's probably a little oddball for you, but do you ever watch any Adam Sandler films? Have you ever seen the movie Grown Ups?
Yes.
What did you think of Rob Schneider's rendition of Ave Maria at the funeral? Come on, man. Hey, be honest.
It was interesting. It did the job it's meant to do. We're talking about it at 7:20 in the morning. It's calculated to provoke remark, and that's what we're doing.
It was interesting. That's a good answer.
Yeah. But, you know, after you saw that, did you ever, when you're singing that, did you ever go down on one knee at the end?
No.
Absolutely not.
Okay.
No, that's too much. No, can't be doing that.
All right. You got this new CD with a song of my heart. Now, when was the CD actually released?
It was actually released in October, just a couple of weeks back, mid-October, on the 13th, when I started my tour, 13th, 14th of October.
Fantastic.
It's 20 years in the making. I have a dozen CDs and several PBS specials with the Irish tenors, but I never got around to recording my own solo album. So, kicking and screaming, people were pushing me and shoving me, but there was a guy, the late Jack Holman, who passed away a couple of months ago. Jack was from Dallas.
Yeah.
Aficionado of tenors, and he said, you need to get this done. What's it going to take to get this done? In his old Texan way, you know, there was no nonsense with Jack. So I said, it comes out to money, Jack. That's the bottom line. So he said, come on, let's make this happen.
Great. Good. Well, we're thrilled to have you coming to Lubbock.
Hey, Anthony, we're out of time, but I appreciate you calling in. We will see you Friday night, Citibank Auditorium, 7 p.m. Looking forward to meeting you.
Thank you so much. Thank you both.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.